This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 18th. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Our reading comes from John 10, verses 7 through 18. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Jesus makes clear that his work is much more than a job to do. He has real skin in the game. He's not playing at caring for the Lord's sheep until something better comes along. Jesus is the gate that any poacher or corrupting force would have to pass through to get to the Lord's sheep. And because of his deep love for us, he is willing to die on our behalf in order to bring us back home to his Father. This is Jesus' mission. The sheep and the good shepherd are completely connected to each other. As Romans 8, verse 39 tells us, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus doesn't feel put upon to carry out this mission for the Father. He and the Father are of one mind, both driven by a shared love for the sheep. Jesus the Son gave up his privilege in heaven, emptying himself to come and invite us back into a relationship with God our Father and Creator. What an amazing sacrifice! And this is amplified by Jesus' willingness to lay down his life for us so that we can be saved. This is amazing grace. This is abounding love. How can you thank God for this astonishing gift today? Pray with me. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrificial love. Thank you that nothing can separate us from you. Help us to live boldly into this gracious truth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.